WTOW News Time is 6:08. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The newest member of the City of Bryan's Economic Development Team is a Bryan native. One of Frank Clark's first assignments was finalizing the deal that brings the new Axis Pipe and Tube plant to the Texas Triangle Business Park.
When I started, they had pretty much a handshake deal, an agreement between the county and the city. And what I did is just kind of took that handshake deal and worked with the attorneys and put some stuff down on paper, and it would go back and forth from attorneys. And, you know, sometimes you'd reach an impasse or a problem, and you just have to sit back and ask, well, what do we got to do to solve the issue? What do we got to do to make the answer be yes? You know, what kind of caveats we've got to put onto it? So we'd work through problems like that.
Clark says the sale of the property is near closing, and that will be followed by an official groundbreaking. Axis is projected to employ 285 with an annual payroll of more than $10 million at the $120 million facility. Members of the Bryan Fire Department's Bagpipe and Drum Band are raising money to go to Colorado Springs in September. Lieutenant Todd Mack says they'll be among 300 musicians along with numerous honor guards at the annual memorial service at the International Association of Firefighters.
They will be honoring the firefighters that have lost their lives this last year in the line of duty. And their names will be etched on a wall, but they're already on the wall, but you'll be honoring them by playing pipes and drums in, carrying flags in, and all the families of the fallen firefighters will be there. And they get an honorary United States flag and an honorary International Association of Firefighters flag, and they're presented to them at that time.
Family members and other city representatives will also be on hand to recognize Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who died while battling the Knights of Columbus Hall fire last February. Max says Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran also plan on attending. A fundraiser to pay expenses will be held Sunday evening at 6 at Murphy's Law in downtown Bryan. Small business owners are being warned about a scam involving their utility bills. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's something they dealt with last year.
Basically, we'll get a phone call to a local merchant from an 801 area code, and the caller is representing himself as a someone with the local utility company, demanding money or their power will be shut off. And they're demanding that money be paid in the form of a money gram. Commercial customers do get phone calls, but they're always during normal business hours. And from what I understand, these individuals normally call after hours or on weekends.
McKeithen says any customers with any questions should contact their utility company to verify the status of their accounts. You might think there's no relationship between ongoing debates in Washington concerning college student loans and Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan remembers funding the Affordable Care Act is tied to those loans.
And then Congress thought it was smart enough at the time to do hard sets of interest rates. I can just tell you that Congress isn't smart enough to set interest rates on student loans. And so we passed an act in the House back in late May, early June, that basically lets interest rates get set by the market and then gets the federal government out of the rate-setting process. To me, I'd like to see this put back in the hands of the financial sector where it belongs instead of on the books of the federal government.
Earlier this week, Flores was among House Republicans who voted to delay individual and employer mandates of Obamacare. Governor Perry has signed sweeping new abortion regulations.
It is a very happy, celebratory day for all of us who support life and for those who support the health of Texas women.
A short time after that, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says only the Bryan Clinic provided abortion services.
Really, this is the last chapter of the book in attacks on women's health. The reason for closing these centers is rooted in the family planning cuts that have been taking place for many years.
Tafoya noted the legislature 2 years ago took away two-thirds of family planning funding. The new state law, scheduled to take effect in October, is expected to face court challenges. The increased regulations affect 37 of 42 abortion providers in Texas. The Texas House has passed a new funding mechanism for highways to be decided by voters next year. Representative John Rainey of Bryan supports all money from the fuel tax going towards roads.
We're trying to make sure that things are transparent, that the money that is paid to gasoline tax goes for trans- education. Most everybody believes that. We're currently 25% of that goes to education. So we're just trying to clean it up to make it look like the tax that everybody says, well, that's your gasoline tax, that goes to transportation. It actually does. We're not trying to hurt education in any way. We will take care of education.
The measure goes to the Senate, which has endorsed leaving the fuel tax distribution formula alone and generating the additional highway money from the Rainy Day Fund. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Good morning. It's 6:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
This morning, we find some showers in the northeastern part of the state, and that's producing some patchy cloudiness, some of which may try to drift across our area today. We'll go back and forth between sun and clouds. Could see a storm. Highs near 90. Partly cloudy overnight. Lows near 75. It's partly sunny tomorrow as we start the weekend. Could see a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy 75. Partly sunny. Highs 90 to 95 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Bama and LSU take their turns at SEC Media Days. The Brazos Valley Bombers prepare for Aggie Night, and Major League Baseball returns to the Lone Star State tonight. All this and more coming up in sports.
A hit-and-run driver managed to complete an impromptu triathlon while evading police in two states. One, Brian Adam Chris, we know all three names, that means he got caught, was involved in a hit-and-run crash in a parking lot in Delaware on Wednesday morning. An hour after the incident occurred, officers located the car after it was spotted driving in a reckless manner. Now, you see, the car was not driving in a reckless manner. I mean, which is what that says. It's like what? You let the car go and it drives in a reckless manner?
Well, if he hasn't been convicted, then...
Okay, sure, okay.
It's a runaway car is what it
right.
is,
Scott. Right, okay. Either that or he was allegedly in the car
yeah,
as it was...
Works.
Yeah,
that
it was.
Yeah,
it was operating in a reckless manner. Anyway, so they then set off in pursuit of said car following Mr. Chris as he crossed state lines into Maryland, where a number of other officers joined in the chase. God, I wish I had Eastbound and Down right now in the background, but anyway... at one point, you know, no, it's okay. We don't need it that bad. At one point, Chris hit a telephone pole, but rather than giving up, he continued on foot and managed to avoid police even further by stealing a bicycle. Once he entered the mall, his chances of escape plummeted as officers went ahead and surrounded the building. But Mr. Chris then completed his triathlon by diving into a bay located behind the shopping mall. Police finally able to arrest him in the water.
Kudos to him, though.
Well, I appreciate the effort. There's no doubt about that. But he does have to think kind of on the run, so to speak, that obviously what you want to do is kind of open up your options as to where you can go rather than closing them down. And running into the mall obviously shut that down. And once he got into the water, that made it nigh onto impossible to escape. But again, you're right. Perseverance there for him. And, oh, he may have a career.
It's going to be a good time.
I would think his side of the story would be fascinating. Kind of like to hear his thought process.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation.
I'll get that bicycle. I mean, and again, I yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of the guy that rushed the Astros field and got away?
No.
Check it out on YouTube. It's an awesome.
Really? So
it's on somebody's phone, but. It's yeah, it's a great video.
It's a bunch of fat security guys trying to chase him around.
Basically.
Right?
Yeah.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Good morning. It's 619, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 19th of July, as a matter of fact. It's Liberation Day in Nicaragua, which is a pretty big deal down there. And also, it's Zippo Lighter Day. Zippo Lighter Day, which is pretty cool. I forget the name of the act. It's an act who came here to Stomp. Stomp. If you've never seen Stomp, it's a pretty neat act. It's a bunch of guys, percussionists, who use non-traditional things like garbage can lids.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. One of the deals they did on their first tour, and I don't know if they still do it, is they dim all the lights in the theater, and they do a precision Zippo lighter deal. Because, you know, if you're familiar with the Zippo lighter, you have to click it open, then you light it, and then you slam it down to shut the... And it was a windproof lighter. That's what the Zippo claim to fame continues to be. But, yeah, five of them get together on the stage and do that, and it's kind of a neat deal. It may be on YouTube. I don't know if you've heard about this thing called YouTube on the Internet. It's pretty cool. You can see videos of stuff. Oh, you just referenced that, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, you got some birthdays.
Jared Padalecki, excuse me.
Who?
Jared Padalecki, Sam on Supernatural, if you watch that show.
Oh, okay.
He's turning 31. Mm-hmm. Benedict Cumberbatch is turning 37. God. He was Sherlock on Sherlock Holmes and Khan in the new Star Trek movie. Excuse
what
me.
Kind of Cumberbatch? What in the world kind of name is that?
British.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Very nice, yeah.
Nancy Walls is turning 47. Steve Carell's wife.
Oh, yeah.
She's correspondent on The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. Stuart Scott's turning 48. He's the ESPN Sports Center guy.
Sure.
With the lazy eye over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards is turning 51. He was Goose in Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Not much else.
Yeah, and then he was in ER, Revenge of the Nerds. Okay. Brian May is turning 66. He was the lead guitarist for Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Leadon is turning 66.
Another one of those idiots who left the Eagles.
Yeah, for the Eagles.
Wow.
My mom went and saw them perform at a nursing home a couple of years ago.
Who, the Eagles?
That's probably what it was.
But they still make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They really
gotta
do.
Love the Eagles.
Yeah.
Alan Gorey's turning 67. He's the bassist for the Average White Band.
Really?
Of course, Cher saved his life by keeping him awake. Apparently, he OD'd on some heroin and morphine.
Really?
That'll,
I had no
that'll
idea.
Do it. If you
okay. Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would think it would.
It's not good for you. Vicky Carr's turning 72.
Oh,
she was in Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Camping is turning 92. He was the evangelist who predicted the rapture a few years back.
Oh, that's right.
And
missed that one, didn't he?
Yeah, and so apparently he didn't want to turn 92. So,
yeah. So
happy birthday to him.
Yeah, really.
Pat Hingle, it would have been his birthday. He passed away in 2009, played Commissioner Gordon in all four of the Batman movies in the 80s. Alan Collins, it would have been his birthday. He was the Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist who co-wrote Freebird.
Oh, all right.
And Samuel Colt, today is his birthday.
Like the gun dude.
Yeah, he died in 1862. He invented the six-shooter. And so today would have been his birthday.
Okay, a couple of people still alive. Ilya Nastase, the tennis guy, he's 67. George McGovern, who was a World War II hero, actually, and ran for president, 91 years old. Saturday is Moon Day. It's also, if you own one, celebrate your ugly truck day, because, you know, there's some that are out there. And it's National Scrabble Week, the beginning of that. So there you go. On Saturday, we got birthdays for...
Scout Willis, 22. She's the...
Rumor's sister.
Yeah.
I know that.
Rumor's little sister.
Yeah, really.
That's okay. We still respect you, Scott.
Thank you.
So anyways, it's Bruce and Demi Moore's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Julianne Hough, one of my favorites, is turning 25 today.
Mm-hmm.
She's Dancing with the Stars. She's also been in a couple of movies. She tries out, singing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like anybody pays attention. John Francis Daly's turning 28. Lance Sweet's on Bones.
Uh-huh.
Giselle Bündchen's turning 33.
Oh, yeah. She's married to Tom Brady, right?
Yep. Tom Brady's supermodel wife. Elliot Yamin's turning 35. He was on the fifth season of American Idol in third place.
Really?
And even though a childhood illness left him 90% deaf in one ear. I did not know that.
Oh, interesting.
He came out with a couple of songs. I don't know if he's still doing it. Ray Allen's turning 38, NBA star. Of course, he was in Spike Lee's movie He Got Game with Denzel Washington. Judy Greer's turning 38. She was Kitty in The Village and also Kitty on Arrested Development.
Likes to play Kitty.
Yeah. Simon Rex is turning 39. Mikey on Jack and Jill, Scary Movie 3 and 4. Mm. So he's in there. Omar Epps is turning 40.
Oh, from my house.
Yeah, he looks like, he kind of looks a little bit like Kevin Sumlin.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
him, I did some doppelgangers the other day. He looks exactly like the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach.
Ah, okay.
They're basically spitting images of each other. Sandra Oh is turning 42. She was in Grey's Anatomy, also Sideways.
Uh-huh.
Josh Holloway's turning 44. He was Sawyer on Lost, and he was a supermodel before that, or I guess he still is. Stone Gossard's turning 47. He was a Pearl Jam lead guitarist. Chris Cornell's turning 49, singer of Soundgarden, then Audio Slave, now Soundgarden again. Dean Winters is turning 49. He's a character actor, but you probably know him best for the Allstate commercials. He's a... what does he call himself?
Oh!
He's a guy that always crashes into
the
cars and
What's this guy's name?
Dean Winters.
Oh, really?
He's turning 49. He really doesn't look like he's 49. But
no, he doesn't. Well, he played on... he had a part on 30 Rock as well.
Yeah, Rescue Me and Law & Order SVU.
Yeah, yeah.
Terry Irwin, wife or widow of Steve Irwin's turning 49. Frank Whaley's turning 50. He was in the movie Career Opportunities.
Of course.
Carlos Alazraki... I'm pronouncing that right. He's turning 51. He's a comedian. He's on Reno 911. He's actually a pretty funny guy. He's Deputy James Garcia on Reno 911. Donna Dixon is turning 56.
Married to...
Tom Hanks?
No, married to...
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Yeah, she was with Tom Hanks and Bosom Buddies, but yeah, she's married to Dan Aykroyd. Carlos Santana's turning 66.
Yes.
Carlos Santana.
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Like that. Uh-huh. There's also a pitcher. I'm not a pitcher. A catcher named Carlos Santana.
No, not the same one. Yeah.
No, he's not the same guy.
Kim Carnes is turning 68 tomorrow.
Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah. Diana Rigg is turning 75.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, she's actually in that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
oh,
she plays somebody's grandma.
Oh. Makes you feel old. Yeah. All right, on Sunday, we got National Ice Cream Day. That's pretty good. How do we celebrate that?
Well, hey, it could make some homemade ice cream and bring it to work.
Oh, all right, sure, okay. Birthdays.
Rory Culkin, he's Macaulay Culkin's little brother. He's 24.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Lingus is 28. She's Sugar Moto on Glee. Josh Hartnett's turning 35. 40, Pearl Harbor, Black Hawk Down, Sin City, all those good stuff. Damon Jr. Gong Marley, Bob Marley's youngest son, he's turning 35.
Yeah.
Justin Bartha's turning 35. He was Doug in the Hangover movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he was Nicolas Cage's sidekick in the National Treasure films. Allie Landry's turning 40. She was Miss USA 1996. He's been in the old Doritos commercials. Emerson Hart's turning 44, lead singer from Tonic. Brandi Chastain's turning 45.
The soccer babe.
Yeah, 1999. She was, of course, famous for... ripping off her shirt whenever she won. Lance Guest is turning 53, the last starfighter, and he was also in Jaws the Revenge. John Lovitz is turning 56 on Sunday.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, just like that. Robin Williams is turning 62.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Really? Okay. And Gary Trudeau, the guy who draws Doomsbury, 65. All right, there we go. 627.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, according to CNS News, just 2 days after the Pentagon began furloughing hundreds of thousands of civilian personnel because of so-called budget cuts, the Army ordered its second batch of televisions for the terrorist detention center at Gitmo. Now, this has cost taxpayers over $80,000 just in the last 2 months. Meanwhile, at the time these contracts were being issued, the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel was warning that sequestration would cause, quote, serious damage to the military. But $80,000 for televisions for terrorists, well, that's not the only ridiculous expense we've seen lately. Remember, Gitmo was recently looking to hire seminar instructors to teach the terrorists watercolor painting and Adobe Photoshopping and Arabic calligraphy. Yes, your tax dollars, your government.
check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several $1,000 a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect. You know, my wife and I went room by room, and we ordered new blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. Where do we get them? Blinds.com. They make it so simple, just like a pro did it, and they have prices lower than those big chain home improvement stores. Hurry right now, and you can save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings right now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states isn't enough, our friends at Blinds.com are giving away $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Remember, their prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
A new incentive to quit smoking. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Statistics suggest that if you smoke, you'll earn less than a non-smoker. But if you kick the habit, your earnings will outpace those of smokers and people who have never smoked. Number crunchers at the Census Bureau say former smokers' wages top those of smokers and lifetime non-smokers, but smoking even one cigarette a day triggers a wage gap. One researcher writes that smoking erodes the value of your human capital in the labor market. Dell has an extra week to try to save a proposed $24 billion buyout. The computer maker delayed a shareholder vote on the proposal from founder Michael Dell. The postponement came at the last minute yesterday. It is now scheduled for next Wednesday. Verizon Wireless is following the lead of at least two rivals. It is developing a service plan that will let subscribers upgrade their smartphones as often as every 6 months if they pay full price for the devices. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone this year just for checking them out. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectations.
Good morning. It's 6:31. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Yeah, I know we're behind. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. All right, 93 for a high temperature today. 20% chance of rain today and tonight. About 94 for tomorrow and Sunday, and then we're starting to warm up again. Monday and Tuesday, looking at the upper 90s. Right now, winds are calm, 88% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 75 degrees.
Can you tell if someone is lying to you? There are a lot of clues to look for, and it's not just body language. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
As you know, people lie all the time. And if you know what to look for, you can tell.
Let's say somebody is lying about having their car stolen and they're talking to police. Statistically, they're more likely to use phrases such as that car and the car instead of my car, our car.
Dr. David J. Lieberman, author of the book, You Can Read Anyone.
Because at an unconscious level, when we lie, we feel a degree of guilt. The person really takes themselves out of the equation. So instead of my car was stolen, it becomes the car or that car.
No one of these clues by itself is a perfect test. But if you see a pattern of clues, well, that's a dead giveaway. Another example, let's say a man lies to his girlfriend about being at the movies when he really wasn't.
He's already got his alibi down pat. He knows to say what movie he saw, he knows what time it started, so on.
You know, this is yesterday's. It really, really is. And, you know, to be honest with you, we don't have time to find today's.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. After normal office hours, scammers are hitting small business owners, threatening to cut off utilities if they don't send MoneyGrams. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's a scam they've warned people about in the past.
If there's any question as to the validity of a utility company phone call, you know, trying to get money from you, just verify it with your utility company, either Bryan Texas Utilities or College Station Utilities, to make sure that that's a valid request before trying to pay anything.
The targeted businesses have received calls from a 801 area code, and the caller has spoken in Spanish and English. Both Bryan and the College Station Utilities will call commercial customers during normal business hours, but residential customers are not called. Calls are being answered every day about economic development opportunities in the Twin Cities. Frank Clark with the City of Bryan says there's another prospect at the Texas Triangle Business Park looking at building on 300 to 400 acres.
We sit down and did a presentation to them, and this is over at the Research Valley Partnership. They've been real active in being a front for that. And one of the ladies in the office asked them, you know, after the presentations, you know, what made this area, Texas Triangle Park out here, what makes it, you know, as a possible option? And he said, well, y'all got everything we need. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got the sewage, the gas is there, the infrastructure's in place.
That's in addition to Gundler Foods, which Clark says is nearing the start of production, and the recently announced Axis Pipe and Tube plant that's valued at $120 million with an annual payroll of more than $10 million. A fundraiser in downtown Bryan Sunday evening will help raise expenses for the Bryan Fire Department's bagpipe and drum band. They're planning to participate in a nationwide memorial service honoring Eric Wallace and Greg Pickard, who were killed last February in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Lieutenant Todd Mack says it will be his fourth trip to the International Association of Firefighters Memorial in Colorado Springs.
We have a firefighter on the wall there in Colorado Springs. We had a line of duty death in 1978. In addition to that, our honor guard is going, and numerous members of the city are going to be able to attend. Also, injured firefighters Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran are going to be able to attend.
Sunday's fundraiser will be held at 6 at Murphy's Law. The band will perform and T-shirts will be sold. More information's on the band's Facebook page, which you can access through our link at WTAW.com. The same day Governor Perry signed into law new abortion regulations, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says the closure follows the legislature slashing their budgets by two-thirds 2 years ago.
We're saddened. We can't express how deeply distressed we are as an organization that women who live in underserved areas of Texas will be losing a trusted provider.
The governor talked about new regulations for abortion providers being reasonable and common sense.
At the end of the day, House Bill 2 makes sure that anyone performing abortions in the state of Texas is doing so in a facility that meets appropriate safety guidelines, and that people there are prepared to handle any emergencies that might occur.
The Bryan Clinic is among 42 in Texas that provides abortion services. All but five will be affected by the new state law, which takes effect in October. More time is being taken in the second special session of the state legislature to address additional highway funding. Representative John Ranney of Bryan was among those voting for a change in how fuel tax money is distributed, which passed the House on Thursday.
We're going to do something one way or the other. I hope we may have to compromise with the Senate. I don't know. But the Senate bill is basically the same bill that we passed during the first special session. And we were looking at it and felt there were some improvements in it.
The Senate wants to leave the fuel tax distribution formula alone, leaving one-fourth for public education. The House plan calls for all fuel tax money going to highways, then making up for school funding through the oil and gas severance tax. Any changes would have to be approved by voters through a constitutional amendment next year. And earlier this week, the U.S. House voted to delay individual and employer mandates related to Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan noted the president only gave the delay to businesses.
Well, that's really interesting that he puts businesses ahead of individual American families. That just shows the hypocrisy of some of the things you see around this town.
Also, with unions announcing their opposition, Flores hopes for bipartisan support in the House.
I think the Senate's going to have a hard time ignoring us, and the president will have an even harder time vetoing it.
Yesterday, the president countered criticism by highlighting the average $100 rebates being sent to more than 8 million people. Those rebates are part of the law requiring insurers to spend at least 80 cents of every dollar on medical care or quality improvement or refund the difference. WTAW News Time is 6:40. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Learn to decorate a cake like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the beginner's fondant class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for some fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private party. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure in control of the weather for today, but there are some clouds out there. Watching some showers off to our east. Mixture of clouds and sun today with a high of 90. There's the possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 75. Sun tomorrow. The risk of a thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. We'll have sunshine during the day on Sunday. And highs on Sunday are going to be somewhere between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Alabama coach Nick Saban talks a little bit about Texas A&M at the SEC Media Days. Three Aggie football players are named All-SEC preseason teams. And day two of the British Open kicks off at Muirfield. All this and more coming up in sports.
Here you go. We don't have the details, but so you know, if you travel Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham, there's an accident on a bridge, one of the bridges there that has closed traffic in both directions. So if you do the 105 thing, best not try that this morning, at least for a little while. Going to be happening for a while. They'll have it blocked. We'll have more information for you later. The New York Times reports that the president might cancel his planned September trip to Moscow to visit Pooty Poot. Because they're not getting along, you know, over this whole Edward Snowden thing. So, yeah. What? He's threatening to take his toys and not come over there.
And from the sports side of it, I wonder if Putin's still at odds with Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Oh,
They had a big falling out that apparently there was a breakdown in language barrier. That's what I'm assuming. But Putin thought that Robert Kraft gave him a gift of a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And Kraft said he didn't.
Why would he think that the owner would give him a Super Bowl?
I don't know. And why would the owner just, I don't know if they like strong-armed him or something.
Yeah.
But the owner was like, wait a minute, I didn't give that to you.
So. Yeah, well.
Who knows?
Maybe, Kraft won't miss the money. I mean, he's got enough
but
money.
But maybe Obama's worried about something like that.
Maybe Pooty Poot will walk into Pawn Stars with it, and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah,
no, it's the Edward Snowden thing that's got him at odds. The G20 meeting is going to take place in St. Petersburg. That's the one over there, not the one over here. And so they'll probably still sit down. It just may not be as high profile as if he actually goes over just to visit Pooty Poot, but we'll see.
Willing to bet if they had it at the St. Petersburg here, it'd be a lot better weather.
Well, I think so. You're probably right. The president also used his speech yesterday to push back a little bit on the Republicans, you know, the Affordable Care Act, which we've been talking about, and how the structure of it is not working very well. The president chose to talk about the several benefits. We talked about it in the news where you get, you know, like an average $100 check back. But it's interesting, as they talked about that, the strategist, this is a guy who is a strategist for the Democrat Party. His name is Joe Trippi. And he said, it always seems like they wait a month too long to say what they should have said a long time ago. Mm. And that's really true. I mean, they just don't pay attention, first of all, it appears, and then all of a sudden, when they find out they screwed up, they come back and try to fix it, but it takes them a while to get back to the point where they fix it, which is a very strange, strange thing.
So
I don't understand
if
that.
If we ever get into politics, should we make sure we say everything a month before we feel like we should?
I think it's just they're saying it a month later than most politicians would, I think is what he's saying, is that, you know, normally you kind of try to bring your damage control out. Maybe the Obama administration goes, well, look, let's just not talk about it. Maybe it'll go away and people will forget about it. And then they end up not forgetting about it.
But if you can dish out enough distractions, maybe they will.
Well, they do try that, don't they?
Maybe they're going to take that long to figure out how to fix it.
Yeah. That may be what we're talking about. It's just they don't have the mental acuity. Man, Detroit is broke. That's just scary.
That's a big city.
It is. It's the biggest American city to ever file bankruptcy, and it happens on the weekend of, what's his name, Illich, the guy who owns Little Caesars Pizza, who owns the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Lions football teams. He's going, great, the city's broke.
Wait, does Little Caesars, is that still in business?
Little Caesars? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. You made me frightened for a second.
I had a hot and ready just the other day.
I love Little Caesars.
Yeah, no, they're fine, and he's fine. It's just the city's not doing too well.
Okay.
Rick Snyder, who's the Republican governor, just put it bluntly. He said the fiscal realities confronting Detroit have been ignored for too long. I'm making this tough decision so that the people of Detroit will have basic services that they deserve so we can put Detroit on a solid financial footing that will allow them to grow and prosper in the future.
Did the bailout not help with that, I guess?
Well, it really didn't. It's just, I mean, just singularly, it is so difficult there. And Dave Bing, who was a former NBA player and very likable guy, I mean, has taken this thing on, and I think he's made some good decisions and bad ones. But, I mean, he quite honestly had said, we need to close down the core of the city. Mm. We need to bring people who are living far away from the core of the city in, because if you have houses where they have 12 houses and there are only three that are occupied. Well, those people are kind of at risk for their own safety, and if there's a problem, then the police or the fire or the first responders have to drive out to where that is, and so what they need to do is reconcentrate the population is what he's trying to do there. But, you know, again, they've just got some real, real basic problems.
Did they just put a whole lot of tax laws and the unions and then all the car places shut down and left, and that's why? Or how is it killing itself?
Well, that certainly is part of what happened, because the unions made it such an inhospitable climate. When the car industry needed help, then the unions stood there and they crossed their arms in many ways and just said, no, we're not going to give in to this. And so they started taking their manufacturing processes to other states that would make them more welcome. You know, they build Toyotas in San Antonio. And, you know, they've had a General Motors facility in Arlington for a long, long time. But they started moving down into the South, where things were a little bit better for the manufacturers. And so, yeah, I think they brought this on themselves. And because it was such a unionized city, so many things are union up there. And as a result, just having to pay the salary and benefits for these people was a tremendous burden as people began to move away. I mean, it's a complicated situation that can't be explained in a couple of sentences, but basically, if you want to point a finger, going to the unions would be a pretty good place to start. And, you know, if that's the case, there's a model right there that you probably need to be concerned with repeating itself in other places throughout America. And again, I know there are union folks out there, and they probably don't want to hear that, but Detroit is certainly the model for what can happen under those circumstances. All right, it's 6:49.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Landscapes don't have to be involved in spilling over with color to have elegance and beauty. The one common thread through every great garden is tidiness. Unkempt spaces never look good. Even simple designs can bring satisfaction and praise when they're well tended. Tending the well-groomed garden, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free, shipping and handling $2. Total price, only $25.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Part of your garden maintenance comes with removing dead or damaged growth. By this time in the season, many leaves and twigs are chewed, spotted, or dried. Keep a pair of sharp shears in your pocket and trim away those eyesores as they occur. Old perennials that have finished their time in the spotlight for another year may be in the process of dying back to their roots. Mallows, iris, Shasta daisies, coneflowers, and daylilies all finished their flowering season several weeks ago. Mallows, I guess, are still in bloom. But a lot of these are left with dead stems and floral stalks. Trim those away and leave yourself with a better-looking landscape. As soon as plants finish their flowering cycles in a couple of months, all the plants trim away the old stems back near the ground. You can always remove anything brown from perennials. Trimming is an ongoing process when you grow them. By this point in the growing season, many of your shrubs have probably produced erratic branches that extend out beyond the bodies of the plants. Prune to remove those unnecessary stems, but do it one branch at a time. Try to maintain the symmetry of the plants without actually sculpting them into unnaturally round or square shapes. If you need to do more major pruning to reduce the plant's heights and widths, save that for February.
Some of your trees probably have dead or damaged limbs. That may be left over from drought. It can be left over from storm injury of some other sort. They may have been caused by all kinds of injury, just all kinds of things. You can trim away anything dead from a shade tree. You can remove it. It's not going to green up again. You might as well get it out of the way. If you have to reshape the tree by taking away some of the green healthy tissue, so be it. If you're pruning oaks, you always want to use a pruning sealant on them, even though oak wilt is not as active in the summertime. Mow your lawn frequently and change the direction in which you mow the grass so it doesn't develop a grain or a pattern. It'll look terrific. You'll be amazed. Sometimes I've even double mowed my lawn where I mow at right angles to the first time across it. While you're out there doing all the trimming and tidying, keep a close eye out for serious insect and disease outbreaks. You're going to see a lot of them because the plants are challenged right now and you need to step to the plant's rescue immediately when you do see problems showing up. Weeds are another good way to get a landscape in a bad shape in a hurry. You need to address the weeds. Your nurseryman can help you put it into a category, probably even identify the weed and show you the best possible means of control. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Morning sports fans, I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620. WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The third and final installment of the SEC Media Days took place yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, and it was defending champion Alabama's turn to talk with the media. A lot has been made of the Crimson Tide's renewed rivalry with Texas A&M, and there have even been some reports of Bama players watching replays of last year's loss for motivation. Here's Coach Nick Saban.
Well, that's news to me. You know, I find out a lot of things here. You know, the first game is the most important game to us right now, and that's Virginia Tech, because we're going to play our games one game at a time, and we have a tremendous amount of respect for that. But the Texas A&M is a division game. It is a team that we did not have much success against a year ago, so that's certainly a point of emphasis for us as coaches to be able to do a better job for our players this year than we did last year.
Of course, all of that will come to a head on September 14th when the Aggies host the Tide in front of the 12th man at Kyle Field. Yesterday was also LSU's turn to talk. Tigers head coach Les Miles says running back Jeremy Hill is still not welcome back to the team. Hill remains indefinitely suspended after being formally charged Monday with misdemeanor simple battery from a fight in April in a bar parking lot. A trio of Aggies earned preseason All-SEC accolades, and the Texas A&M football team was picked to finish second in the SEC Western Division behind Alabama. Sophomore quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel joined senior All-American offensive lineman Jake Matthews on the first-team offense. Meanwhile, sophomore wide receiver Mike Evans represented A&M on the second-team offense. The Brazos Valley Bombers kicked off their four-game homestand on a winning note last night, edging the Texas Marshals 4-3. Center fielder Graham McIntyre led the Bombers at the plate, going 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Here he is after the game.
Staying on the ball. I got a couple of breaking balls up that I stayed on. Actually got some good pitches to hit, so that's about it. Barreled some up.
The Bombers will host the Marshals again tonight at 7:05. It'll be Aggie Night at the ballpark with several Aggie athletes, alumni, and coaches throwing out the first pitch. It'll also be Kaboom Bobblehead Night featuring the Bombers mascot all decked out in Aggie gear. If you can't make it out to the game, you can catch the broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Six current college football players from major programs have joined a federal antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA, significantly raising the stakes in a court battle that challenges the economic model of big-time college sports. The players are Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnham, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, Minnesota tight end Moses Alapate, and wide receiver Victor Kais, as well as Arizona linebacker Jake Fisher and kicker Jake Smith. Here's Smith on ESPN.
For me, it's about the money and the fact that the revenue that's generated is so vast, and the players and basically the people that drive the engine that is the NCAA and drive such large revenues don't really see a dime of it. And it's not the fact that I think players should necessarily be paid, but I think that we have a value, and we're the only class of citizens in the country that can't capitalize on your value when it's at your highest. Where do we get our value? Where do we get compensated for our fair value when we drive such a large engine?
Seems like I've heard that before. I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We want more. Like, you really like it. Right. You want more.
Adding their names to a highly contentious lawsuit originally filed in 2009 by former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon, the players, all from college football's largest conferences, enhance the chances that damages in the suit could reach into the billions of dollars. The Texas Rangers and Houston Astros will both return to action tonight following the four-day All-Star break. The Rangers, who are two games back of the Oakland A's in the American League West, will host the Baltimore Orioles at 7:05 with coverage on the Zone HD, and the Astros will look to start the second half of the season on a high note when they host the Seattle Mariners at 7:10. Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle Josh Brent says he's retiring from football as he faces a trial for a fatal crash that killed a teammate. Brent is charged with intoxication manslaughter in a December crash that killed Jerry Brown, a Cowboys practice squad player and close friend of Brent's. Police say Brent was driving drunk the night of the crash. He also has since tested positive for marijuana twice while on bond. Brent was released from jail earlier this month. The NBA Board of Governors has unanimously approved changing the Charlotte Bobcats name back to the Hornets, beginning for the 2014-15 season. The Hornets brand became available when the New Orleans Pelicans officially gave it up earlier this year as part of their own name change. Second round play is underway at the British Open. Zach Johnson had a 5-under-66 for a one-shot lead entering today's round, with Tiger Woods 3 shots off the lead as he chases his first major title in 5 years. And there are only 3 stages left in the 2013 Tour de France, and the leader remains Britain's Chris Froome. Froome finished 7th in yesterday's 18th stage and is more than 5 minutes in front of Alberto Contador. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
It's summertime. And